talking about the worldly type blessing. I don't know if the world knows what a blessing is. I'm talking about getting touched by God Almighty. How many knows He's still alive in this world? And He knows how to touch our lives. Amen. That's right. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, let's preach a little bit here then. I enjoyed what's been done already. Turn to the book of Acts tonight. And let me read something here. I'm going to just ask you to help me preach a little bit. Praise God. Shake this house. If I could sing, I might take off on a bar of that. Not much good at it but myself. Praise the Lord. Does anybody know anything better than serving the Lord? I'd like you to let me in on it. But you know what? It's like I told him the other night. Serving the Lord, being a Christian, if you don't get the good out of it, you're going to hurt. You're hurting, ain't you? You know, there's a lot of good things in serving the Lord, and if you don't do it right, you're not going to get those blessings out of it. And I've seen people, Brother Jerry, that buy a certain product, you know, and they say, "Hey, have you got one of those?" "Yeah, I got it. It ain't worth a nickel." "Why? I just love mine." "You do?" "Yeah, well, I've got it, and I've used it, and it ain't never been good for nothing. Never can get it." "Well, did you do such and such?" "Oh, is that the way you do that?" And then they find out how to use that product, and they realize that it's really a pretty good product. A lot of folks are claiming religion tonight, but it ain't working for them. That's right. They're mean and nasty and hateful, sour and unhappy. It ain't working for them like it's supposed to work for. Praise God. Peter's religion, amen, he said it was, amen, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. That's what Peter said about it. And you know what? I believe it's just that way. If you'll work it now, you say, "Well, I got religion." You're like maybe that one man that told me he got saved and hadn't had nothing but trouble ever since. Well, you ain't working it right. You've not found the secret to it. Amen. You're not using it like it's supposed to be used. You're not getting it like you're supposed to get it. Because it'll work, brother. It's got a red letter guarantee. Amen. That it'll work if you work it. But you got to use it, praise God. I said you've got to use it. Praise God. Well, Brother Jerry had a good message there. I don't know, he may have lost it. He throwed it out around a bunch of preachers. He may have just sacrificed that one. I don't know. Amen. But I'll tell you, he had a good thought. Brother, preaching on that eclipse. I was going to see it, but I fell asleep. It really got dark on me, Brother Mac. I passed out on it. Next day, I thought, now what was it I was waiting up for? Oh, yeah, the eclipse. Missed it. Praise God. Turn to the book of Acts, chapter 9. I'm glad y'all here. If y'all were half as glad to be here as I'm glad to have you here, you'd be tickled right now. Hallelujah. I just love these Wednesday night meetings. There's a lot of great things happening Wednesday night meetings. Yes, sir. And, we get an offering most every Wednesday night. It ain't a whole lot of pumpkin. I don't know if it's much tonight. It's just lost probably any Baldy County. How much? I $36 offering. See, so we're really not having this meeting just to get the offerings, as y'all can tell. But you know, I got to thinking the other day, Sister Lois, if we get a $35 offering four times a month, it's $120. That'll pay for something. Yeah, well, how many like to have 120 right now? Huh? It'd be nice, wouldn't it? 120 is not something to sneeze at, is it? That's right. I'll tell you, these Wednesday night meetings are worth something. That's right. Praise God. Now, you think that ain't much? It might be like a little boy that had the nickel and went in and wanted to buy an ice cream cone, and the man said, "Won't buy it." He said, "Well, give me one of them candy bars. It ain't hardly enough." "Well, give me one of them all-day suckers, Willis, son. It won't hardly buy it." So he walked out. He said, "Son, you forgot your nickel." He said, "What do I need with it? It won't buy nothing." Huh? "You may be about Wednesday night meeting. What I need with it won't buy it. I'll tell you, it'll buy a lot." Oh, yeah, you just keep putting one Wednesday night on another Wednesday night and on another Wednesday night. Amen. Here it is now, 18 years of Wednesday nights for me. And, man, they mean a heap of something to me. Woo! I said, they mean a lot to me. It was on a cold February prayer meeting night. I got the Holy Ghost. Amen. This or not, y'all. If I could think of something else. Sometimes you get up with a message. Sometimes you get up looking for a message. Amen. I'm running across something here, but I want to read this to you here. Acts chapter 9. I'm trying to think of a title to this. People catch on to titles. They don't hardly hang on much or nothing but the title. Something to write on the tape back there, sister. I'm trying to think of something right here. But, I preached a camp meeting one time, and I preached in such a wild manner the first three nights that they just wrote rambling on the tape. Three nights they wrote rambling. One, rambling two, and rambling three. I don't know what they meant by that, but now look at verse 36 in the ninth chapter. "There was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. When they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber." Now, buddy, she was dead. "And forasmuch as Lydia was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him, weeping and showing the coats and the garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them." "But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, 'Tabitha, arise.' And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass he tarried many days in Joppa." All right, I want to preach tonight on something. On something here. I want you to notice this woman. The Bible called her a disciple, which means a follower of the Lord or a student of the Lord. And this woman, Dorcas or Tabitha, the Bible said about her, she was full of good works. Well, that's an unusual way of putting something. She was full of good works. Therefore, when she died, amen, the folks around her that knew her, that had been influenced by her life, they got upset. And it tore their life up. And so they called for Peter. And you know the story. Peter came, she rose from the dead, and he presented her back to the widows and the people alive and well. Amen. To do more good works for God. Now, what I want to preach on tonight, amen, it's a very important time. I preached a while back, several months ago, I guess, or whenever it was. I preached a few sermons on the mission of the church. And I ran across this, and I thought to myself, amen, I didn't get through with all them messages. But if I was going to add one to that tonight, amen, I would put the mission of the church is to do good. Amen. You see, that is very needful in this hour, is somebody that will do a good work. Amen. Tabitha, Dorcas was a woman that was a disciple, but she was not a silent worker, a silent disciple. Amen. She had a ministry to do. And, you know, a lot of folks think of ministers, amen, and they think of the preacher in the pulpit and the Bible, amen. But, you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And what I think is a problem, you see, Jesus looked out over the field and he said, the field are white unto harvest, but the laborers are few. Amen. Now, this is a critical problem for the world today. Amen. There's a lot of work going on, but it's not just work that I'm interested in tonight. It's a good work. Amen. I like this woman here in the book of Acts. Amen. She left something behind. Here, these women, when she died, these women had garments and clothing that had been made for them. Amen. And every time they'd look at what this woman had done, they'd get tore up again because this woman left something behind. I don't know. I thought about titling this message, "What Will You Leave Behind?" Amen. I don't know what I'll title it. Amen. Just don't put nothing on it till we get done. Maybe it'll come. Something will come out of it before we get done. Amen. But I want us all to feel tonight obligated as being a child of God. Oh, we've got the wrong idea. We think that God's amen. The mercy of the Lord just saves us. Amen. We're just going to ride upon this wonderful bed of ease until God comes and takes us out of here. But that's not the plan of God at all. Amen. God, amen, sent Jesus to save us that we might go to work. Amen. He came out of the garden there praying. He prayed 3 times and his disciples asleep. Amen. And Jesus came in and said, "Arise, let us be going." Amen. Jesus said there's work to do. There's something to be done. Oh, it bothers me. And I'm sure it bothers God. Amen. For a church world to be sitting around, amen, folding their hands and saying there's nothing to do. Brother, there's more to do. And I'll tell you why we can't see what there is to do. We lack discernment. We lack vision. Amen. We lack understanding. Amen. Things all around us to do. Men and women going to hell. Over 125 people every minute going to hell. And not only that, but what about the ministry of the saints? Amen. In Paul's day, there was a people who were addicted, amen, to the ministry of the saint. But you know what the problem with us is? We don't want to help nobody else. We want to help ourselves. Amen. We're like the people, amen, in the Old Testament in the book of Amos. God said you're drinking your wine out of bowls. In other words, no restraint. You're not rationing yourself at all. But you forgot about your brother Joseph.
Well, I wish I could preach a little bit. I'd like to make you some mad or something tonight. Amen. And it would cause you to change the way you're living. Change the way you're thinking about things. Change the way you come to church. Change the way you go to your job. Amen. I'd like to provoke somebody, as Hebrews said, provoking one another unto good works. Oh, we provoke a lot of times, but we provoke by, amen, somebody to say something smart. When we say something smart, amen, we snap somebody off, and it provokes them to snap somebody off. How many of your kids have ever said, "Well, they did it to me"?
Boy, it's quiet in here. I'm glad I've got over that. Amen. How many of your kids have ever said, "Well, they said it to me first"? You know what they were doing, Brother Travis? One child provoked another child. Hey, and it's just like a chain reaction. Amen. How that people do bad, and then they do bad to get even. And they say, "Well, my philosophy is an eye for an eye." In other words, you provoke me, then I'm going to retaliate. But, brother, that's not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ was provoke one another to good works. You know how you provoke somebody to a good work?
dark, you do a good deed to them, and that good deed will be returned. Where is the church in this hour? Read your newspaper, evil, 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 railing, 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 reviling, reviling, reviling. But oh, where is the season of the world? Where is the light of the world? Where is the search of Christ? The Bible said he went about doing good. Where is this church that Christ is the head, that makes an influence in our world?
Well, glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. I'd like to preach a little bit tonight. And I might teach to the kids today. I told him that the reason today was so important is because tomorrow's not come, and yesterday we can't have no more. That makes today of vital importance. This meeting tonight, amen, that's right. I've got to preach for Brother Mike Blue next week for a few days, but you know, I don't have a promise of that meeting. Most important meeting to Randy Webb tonight is this meeting right here tonight. I like to preach to my church. A lazy church will be a carnal church. It'll be a selfish church. It'll be a dead church. But brother, we've got to have a church, amen, that is wanting to work, amen, that are like the people on the wall. They've got a mind to work, and not just work any work, but work the good work, amen. She's full of it. A lot of folks full of something. Come on now. Man, I wish I could give y'all some happy pills, but I ain't got none. Hey, man, but there's a lot of folks full of something. And most folks are full of their self. They're so full of their self. Oh, Roger Boyd, my good buddy Roger, Brother Roger. Hey, we'd get to eating a big meal sometime, Brother Mac. And he'd say, Lord, I got room to chew, but not room to swallow. That's the way some of you are. You know what's wrong with you? And I love you. Look at me. I'm smiling at you. Some of you are so full of yourself, you can't swallow no more. Chewing's all you can do. You can't swallow no more. You're so stuffed full of yourself. All you care about is what's happening to you. Y-O-U. Hole number one. That's not a good work. A good work, brother. Amen. Was a work like Dorcas did. Oh, I'd love to bust every one of our hides here tonight. Amen. And get us fired up. You know what'll make you happy? If you'd open up your old eyeballs and look out and realize that you're just one grain in a whole ocean full of sand. Amen. And you, amen, need to look out and be a Dorcas or a Tabitha. Amen. I don't know. She wasn't an orator. She was not a preacher. She was not a great door-to-door soul winner. But I guess all she knowed how to do was sew a garment. Amen. And she did it. And the Bible said she was full of good works. What are you doing? What can you do? What are you good at? Well, I ain't good at nothing. Praise God, you know, an attitude like that. Amen. I've had students here in the school every time. You know what their reply for help is? When they want help, they put their flag up, you go over, their reply, this is what they say. I can't do this. I can't do this. That's all they'll tell you. They won't tell you. And I'll say, what are you having trouble with? These problems. And so I'll ask just a little, get a little bit more hint out, Brother Robert. I'll say, which page? Well, right here. And I'll say, well, which problem? Well, that last one that I all got wrong right there. I can't hardly get them to put their finger on it on that one. And I'll say, well, what exactly kind of problem are you having with? That's not what they wanted. They wanted me to tell them what to answer to them. Huh? They want to let me know that I can't do it. And you know what? I don't want to call them bad names or nothing, but there ain't a one of them that ever can't do when they say I can't do. Huh? Hey, everyone can do when we begin to say, now look, what'd you do here? Oh, man, I goofed that up. I should have multiplied that and divided. Oh, yeah, that's easy. I don't need your help. Huh?
You say, what are you talking about? I'm saying we got a church full of people. Amen. There's all kinds of things to do in that Bible. But they say, I can't do it. Amen. That's not what Dorcas did. Oh, God help me preach. She was full of it, brother. There's only one good work, and that is the work of the Lord. You see, in order to do a good work, our motive has to be right. You see, in order to do a good work, our motive has to be right. The Bible said we could give our body to be burned, and if we had not charity, it profits nothing. Amen. We can do a lot of things. Amen. But we become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Amen. Maybe the reason we're not getting anything done is our motive ain't right. Amen. Woo, wish I could preach a little. We've got so much to do, and nobody doing it. Of you ain't paying enough attention for me to even hurt your feelings. Oh, that's bad, Brother Jerry. Amen. I'm trying my best to get her attention tonight. I wrote this down a few weeks ago in my little Bible. My mind's slipping me now. I'm old age. And I wrote it down. Preach on this. And I'm going to preach on it tonight. Amen. Some of us are shirking our responsibility. One reason we're not getting more done, we don't have enough of the right motive. Dorcas done these things because she wanted to show them, amen, the Spirit of Christ. She made garments, amen, and gave it to people that needed it. Amen. Listen to me. We sit around. We've got more shoes and more clothes. Amen. And more money. Amen. And we can hardly spend. You're saying, hey, brother, you're crazy. I know what I'm saying. Amen. And there's a lot of folks that tight. Amen. That they squeak when they walk. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody I was talking to the other day. Amen. I was talking about them heat pumps. And I said, I don't know. I've heard of them things won't put out too good. And they said, well, the problem most time is the folks are too stingy to turn the thermostat up high enough to get any heat out of them. A little bit. This woman left something behind. She made something with her hands. She bought the material and she gave it away. No, holding the garment that she had wove with her own hands. And they said, oh, we miss Dorcas so much. Would you be missed? Amen. Come on. You say, nobody loves me. Well, what are you doing to love somebody? Our motive's got to be right. Now, don't get me wrong. I know there's a lot of movement going on. I know we're burning a lot of gas. Oh, I know we're going to and fro. But are we doing the good work? I know we all got jobs and some too. Amen. I know we're spending a lot of time. And I know I'm not accusing us of being lazy. Amen. I know we're spending a lot of time. Oh, there's a lot of energy. Amen. I know folks are ambitious. Oh, yes. I know there's a lot of shopping and a traveling and a working and a spending going on. Work. Oh, I don't care what you think of me. I hope you know that, but now it don't matter. I ain't running for nothing. I'm just trying to preach to you tonight. Amen. Is it a good work? Isn't it a pity to kill ourselves for this whole stinking world? Ain't it a pity to wire ourselves totally out? But you see, you can do that. You can wire yourself out to it. It seems like you're burning yourself at stake. And it amounts to nothing in heaven if you're not doing it for the right reason.
Well, what is the reason? L-O-V-E is the reason. Why don't you do something? There's a lot of folks who put their name on the Christmas tree fund if it gets sketched on the front page. But how about giving somebody? And you know, we always think of those Africans when we think of doing something for somebody. But what about that neighbor across the drive from you that has never saw your face? They don't know if your teeth are crooked or not because you've never showed them to them. I wish I'd get y'all's attention now. I'm sure trying to. Praise God. Huh? You say, brother, there's nothing to do. I want you to shut that up right now. There's more to do than you and I, amen, have ever thought of doing. Amen. The problem is we first got to get our hearts on fire with the love of Christ and the love of God. The Apostle Paul said, the love of Christ constraineth me. Do you know what constrain means? It means plead, persuade, to beg. The love of Christ is begging me to do something for somebody. How about you? Just a little preaching here tonight on good works. Amen. You say, I don't need them. We're saved by grace through faith. You've not read your Bible, friend. How do you do good works? First, you've got to have the right motive, the right reason, the right drive. You've got to be doing it for the right. Amen. You know, I've seen folks that try to get in the work of the Lord for a name, for prestige, for popularity, for their ego, for the glory of the flesh. And it always stinks to the high heavens. Come on. Because the work of Christ has nothing to do with pride. It has nothing to do with fleshly glory. The work of Christ has to do with humility and submission. Amen. And gentleness. And the Spirit of God. Amen. Jesus Christ became poor that we might be rich. Amen. Oh, I wish I could preach to you tonight. Amen. There's a lot of things that I need to say to you. Amen. But first, we've got to realize that this is not an option, but this to promote good in our land. That is the mission of the church. Amen. And what effect will it have? Hey, look at this right here. Amen. The Bible said, let your light. Oh, listen, are you concerned about your light tonight? Amen. Are you concerned if anybody knows that you're a Christian? Are you concerned if they're feeling the Spirit of Christ from you? Amen. I'm not talking about joining with them and becoming a compromiser with them. I'm not talking about being like them, but I'm talking about being obscure. Amen. A light, being a light out of the darkness. Amen. Being different from the world. Oh, come on, church. Amen. Let your light shine before men. Why? That they may see your good works. Oh, I just don't want, amen, all this attention. Amen. It's not you that you're bringing attention to, but the world needs to see your good works. You say, what is a good work? Amen. You're not that dumb. Amen. You know what a good work is. And a good work a lot of times is more than praying for their salvation. It might be feeding their stomach. I want to preach a little more since it's early tonight. Amen. He said, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works. And what's the result of this good work? That they might glorify your Father which is in heaven. Do you know you can give your Father a good name if you'll do good? Amen. How many are trying to, amen, give your Father a good name? Amen. Here's the way you do it. If somebody's got a flat tire, you go out of your way to stop and help them fix it. Amen. And in the name of Jesus. And when you leave them, you bid them Godspeed. And you give them a word from the Lord. And you tell them, let them know the reason that you're doing good is because your Father in heaven is good. And you're one of His children. Somebody's behind on their bills. And you go to that closet of yours where you've got your bills stored. And you take out enough to catch his car payment up, and you pay it without him knowing it, and he realizes then, somebody's took care of my payment, and they find out it
at you and you say, hey, I'm doing this good work because my Father's good. You say, that ain't the way you do it. You've not read your Bible.
Say these material things have got nothing at all to do with the Lord. You look, friend, you are bad deceived. Praise God. I'll tell you what is causing you to think like that. It's your greedy heart. Yeah, you're like back when before I got sanctified and used to watch the Three Stooges when they'd get some money and they go dividing it up. And old Mo, I believe it was the smart one. And he'd say, one for you, two for me. Come on now. That's the way you've been dividing with the world, with the people out there that's in need. One for you, 1,000 for me. Here's you a dollar. That dollar's about like that nickel, ain't it? Brother Mike Roberts said he thought the $2 bill was going to be the salvation of the holiness people because folks start putting a $2 bill in the offer instead of a one. But he said the twos have went almost extinct now. And the one's still hanging on. Tough rascal. Y'all might as well look at me. I'm going to preach to you a little tonight. Huh? You see, your money could be a means of good work. Well, I might as well read a little of the Bible here, see what you think about it. You're not going to listen to me, don't look like, unless I get right down to the authoritative word. But I want you to notice what he said. Amen. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. You hear that? Let me read you some more here. Praise God. Let me turn over here to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Y'all go with me just a minute. You know what? One of the Old Testament commands in the Proverbs and so on had always told them to remember the poor. And you know, one of the curses upon the people of Israel is when they forgot to remember the poor. You know, when they got their fields cleaned, that they were to keep one corner of their field, they wouldn't reap it for the stranger and the poor man that come through. I want to ask you in your field tonight, and hey, they may not be not one of you humans feeling this right now, but I'm a feeling God. Hey man, I want to ask you, when you reap your field, do you leave anything for anybody else? Huh? Well, I'm going to tell you, if you don't, that's why your life is so rotten, stale, and without meaning, and dark, and dreary, boring, dull. You're not doing what God teaches to do. Amen. Preach it, Brother Randy. Believe I will. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. I want to read you another verse here. It said, charge them that are rich. Verse 17. Ain't no rich people here. Well, let's just say those that got money. How's that? Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. If you've got anything at all tonight, I want you to know. Amen. I told a man one time, and I guess some of you have too, I bowed my head to pray, and he said, what in the world are you praying? What are you doing talking over your food like that? And I said, hey, I'm thanking God for my food. And he said, well, my wife, amen, put this in my bucket. Amen. Should I thank her for it? It's as foolish as all get out. But I'll tell you, there's some people on the church pew that are just as foolish as that right there. They think they work for what they got. But I want to tell you, until you turn that money of yours into something profitable and something good and help somebody else. Amen. The Bible said, he that seeth his brother in need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion, how dwell the love of God in him? Whether you've got to have, I'll tell you, for you to turn loose of your, amen, what you've earned. And I can hear your heart talking, brother, I worked hard.
to get this and you ain't getting it. But I'll tell you, somebody will get it after a while. You can pile it up and stack it up. But brother, somebody's going to spend it after a while. Amen. That's right. And brother, it ain't going to do you one lick of good unless you turn it around and put it into something that is God's.
How many believes this? Say amen. Amen. Well, sound like a host. It's the truth, brother. And this is a critical problem with a lot of folks. Amen. One guy said, you'll get your tithes. God will get it one way or the other. The old foreign doctor may get it, but somebody's going to get it. Huh? Praise God. You don't believe, hey, come on, let me preach on tithes right here a little bit. Amen. You don't believe the Bible if you don't pay your tithes. You don't have confidence in the promises of God. He said, hey, he would pour you out a blessing that you'd not be able to receive. Amen. If you would pay your tithe and your offering. Amen. That's more than 10%. Amen. That's your tithe and offering. You say, you old money hungry preacher, I don't want your money. I'm telling you what you're going to have to do a good work with God. Oh, yes. Well, come on now. We'll put money in the gas tank and money in the cars and we'll put money in the televisions and money in the movie house and money in the videos and money in the cigarettes and money in tobacco and money into this and money in our hairdos. And come on now, we'll invest money in every phase of this life. But when it comes to the house of God, you go digging for the dregs and the dust in the bottom of your change purse. You're going to get in trouble like that. If you can, if you can't help me, just sit real still. Amen. Look what it said. He said, I charge them with the rich. You think God ain't going to tell a rich man what to do with his money? Yeah, you got another thing coming. You say a rich man ain't going to get saved. There's going to be some of them saved. It's going to be tough on them. You see, because the love of money is the root of all evil. You say, what are you preaching on? I'm preaching on a good work. Leaving something behind. Amen. Why don't you reach out and touch somebody with what you have? You may not have a dime in your name, but can you bake a cake? Can you clean a floor? Can you go pay a visit? Can you give a smile? What about it? Now you must be cautious when you work that you do it by the manual, or you'll find yourself spinning your wheels, wearing yourself out, and not gaining any ground. It's got to be by the book. Huh? That's right. It's got to be by the book. Or you'll find yourself burnt out, hitting a wall. Amen. Come on. This woman, she did it out of love. I got to hurry. Amen. But look here what it said. I charge them that are rich. Now verse 18 says that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute. Anybody know what distribution house is? Huh? That's a distributor is not somebody that does this. Is it? How about this? Is this a distributor? Huh? Give me more. No, a distributing house is where it comes into one place and goes into another place.
Yeah.
I don't care if you like it or not.
Come on, brother.
I probably ain't your favorite preacher, no way. I'm going to preach to you.
Yeah.
Praise God. I'm going to preach to you. I may be pushing up daisies next week. I got to preach here a little dab. Praise God. You know what he said to the rich folk to be? A distribution center. Amen. God blesses you with money. Hand her on out to somebody. You say, why don't you do it? I'm going to do my best. Why don't you do it? Well, y'all still there? You say, brother, I'm sick of this. I don't want to hear no more about this. I just want you to go on to something else. Let's talk about the fruits of the Spirit. You don't want to hear it. If you ain't gonna get you ain't gonna do no good. If you can't get beyond this, amen. That's right. If you can't see the need to help God's work and help God's people, amen. And I'm not talking about just filling this kettle up here. I'm talking about helping somebody. Praise God. What greater example of Christ would be for you that's got money to put money in the pocket of somebody that ain't got money? You tell me something to be more Christ-like than that. I want to know. Come on. You say, well, walking on the water. Well, praise God. Amen. I'll tell you one thing. Before Jesus ever walked on the water, amen, he became poor that you might be rich. Praise God. He not only didn't have a house to lay his head on, he knew how to carpenter. He could have made him a living. Paul was a tent maker. He could have set him up a business and filled his kettle full of money. But brother, what he did, amen, was he went and preached the gospel. Amen. Come on now and let us follow their example. Amen. And just be used for Christ. Well, the reason I'm staying on this so much is I feel a little controversy arising. Hey, now look. Distribute, willing to communicate. That's what he said for the rich. Look what he said over here in the book of James real quick. Amen. Verse 16 of the second chapter. And one of you say unto them, depart in peace, but be ye warmed and filled. Now here's the religious world of our day. Depart in peace. Be you warmed and filled. Now, isn't that a great religious statement? Depart in peace. Be you warmed and filled. I got someone about mad enough to smack me right now. Hold this for me. He would have said, depart in peace. Depart in peace. Be you warm and feel. Huh? I got your number and you know I do. I'm a preaching you out of the black back book. It ain't nothing fancy, but it's right where you and I are living. Woo! Help me, Jesus. I feel the Christmas spirit coming all over me. Huh? Yeah. Look what he said. He said, one of you saying to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does it profit? What does it profit for you to say be filled when you don't take no precaution? I've been without a time or two. And you know the folks usually want to help the down and out. It's the one that's down and out theirself. They know how it feels. It amazes me how little we think of one another. Oh, Brother Mike, pray for me, buddy. I'm in hot water up to my neck. Amen. I want to ask you something. Amen. When was the last time when you sat down to a good meal and you didn't have a bill waiting to be paid and everything was going good and you got your payday and you was able to keep most of it? When was the last time you thought around the church house and said, hey, I wonder if one of my brethren is in need? I don't care if you tar and feather me. This is as much holiness preaching as you'll ever hear.
Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. You think it's optional? Are you not required to do nothing?
It's all right. 5 more minutes of this torment, you'll get into skank right here. But I want to ask you,
are we not going to do nothing?
Oh, Brother Randy, you don't understand. I come to church and I didn't cuss all day long.
Well, pin a button right on your shirt. My Lord have mercy. Brother, I plan on being here Sunday morning. I'll be right in the same pew I'm always in. I'll not go to the bar. I'll not drink. And you think that's doing a work for God? God saved you out of that. You ain't got nothing to do with that. You'd be right in that if it wasn't for God.
Brother, help me, buddy. I think I know what I'm doing. I may be wrong. And I come here Sunday and ain't nobody here, but I think I know what I'm doing. Praise God, it's time we got to thinking about somebody else. We got too many worries. And one reason we got too many worries, we made too many bad decisions. You say, you don't know. Oh, I really do know. Yeah, I really do know. And the reason we got our mind on ourselves so much and can't think of nobody else is because we've got ourselves up to our ears in trouble. That ain't the will of God. The Bible said to lend and not expect it back. Did it not? Yeah. Oh, by the way, thanks for them boots, brother. We'll get them back to you. He lent me his boots to go on. I need to get them back to you. Said lend and not expect them back. I wasn't preaching to you. Praise God. I don't want to seem out of the way here. Amen. I never thought of you when I read that today. Praise God. I need to read another verse here real quick. 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to try to calm down here so that folks will cool off a little before I shake hands. That did not get a rebuke from the Lord was the poorest church in the book of Revelations. He said, I've seen thy poverty. Come on now. You know what I like to see? Whoa, feel the Lord. I like to see us become Christ-like in our relationship to this world. Oh, can I say one more real mean thing for close? The work of the Lord is more than just saying, how about coming to church Sunday? Huh? It's much more than that. Did you know it? You got to treat that man good all week long. And let him know that the reason you're doing him good is because Jesus is in your life. And he might come to you and say, where are you going to church Sunday? Let your light so shine before men, not Brother Randy necessarily, not Eddie Street, not Bill Clifton, but every last one of you. Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify God. I just love to meet people and get to talking to them. They say, well, I work so-and-so. And I say, well, I've got a man goes to my church work, sir. Do you know so-and-so? And they say, oh, he's a good boy. Man. You know what I think about that? I think that is our duty
to be good, to do good, to distribute, to care for, to be the good Samaritan. Amen? Oh, this was a little tight tonight. But it was right tonight. Can anybody think of anything they can do good tomorrow? Brother Mac, we get so wrapped up in our routine that we just don't hardly have, know hardly how to get out of it. Well, I'm done. Stand, please.